In this video, we'll discuss how do I get started with carb cycling. Although the idea of carb cycling is appealing, it's difficult to know how to get started. This way of eating can be quite complex. Therefore, you need to know as much as possible about carbohydrates and how they work in the body. You also need to understand how to choose the right carb cycling plan for you. The information we've provided in the earlier chapters will help you to determine the right program for you. However, you could probably benefit from a few expert tips to get you off to the right start. Here's some good advice to point you in the right direction. First, we'll look at how to avoid the major pitfalls of carb cycling. Here are some of the most common. Focusing solely on carbs while ignoring other macros. Some people are confused by the name carb cycling. It's a misnomer. Carb cycling isn't only about carbohydrates. It's about balancing your calorie intake over the week. If carb intakes are lowered on a rest day, more protein and fat need to be eaten to compensate. It's only by doing this that fat loss can be maintained in the long term. You need to know the number of calories you need to consume to maintain weight first. This enables you to plan how much you need to adjust your intake to suit each rest or training day. On a rest day, take 10% to 20% off your calorie intake from carbohydrates, but don't increase your protein or fat intake. There are 4 calories in each gram of carbohydrate. Therefore, if you eat 2,000 calories each day, cut your intake of carbs by 50 grams on rest days. Your calorie intake is varying too much. The 10% to 20% rule specifically applies to carbs. However, you shouldn't ever have 33% difference in the total amount of calories consumed over the week. Too much variance hurts recovery. It also makes it more difficult to adhere to the carb cycling regime. You can remedy this by eating a minimum of 68% of your usual energy intake on low-carb days. You're using your high-carb days as a cheat day. High-output days aren't an excuse to eat anything you like. If you do this regularly, unhealthy eating habits start to set in. You can fix this by focusing mainly on foods that are dense in nutrients. Eat more whole foods such as oats and potatoes on your carb days. Eat more nuts and eggs on your low-carb days. You'll feel full, but won't ruin your overall regime. Now you know what to avoid. Here's some tips for every carb cycling program. Base your chosen dietary approach on your activity level and basal calorie needs. Choose your refeed days well in advance. Always adhere to your regime until your refeeding day. Keep all your decisions based on the outcome. Different strategies for refeeding work best for different body types. You should take body composition tests to check you're on the best track for you. Exercise on your refeeding days. This will ensure the best body composition results. On refeed days, eat more carbs in the morning and at times when you're doing a lot of physical activity. On low carbohydrate days, eat more leafy greens. You'll find a full-looking plate more satisfying. Eat whole food fats on low-carb days. Cold water fish, nuts, grass-fed butter, eggs, avocado, and coconut oil are all good choices. Measure your carbs and fats. This will help you to track how many calories you consume. On a normal day, measure your carbs too. A lot of the time, we underestimate how much protein we're eating and overestimate the amount of fat and carbs. Don't reduce carbs without eating more fat. Your body requires either fats or carbs for energy. That means you'll need to fuel up for the day in one way or the other. You might be tempted to avoid eating to lose more weight on normal or low-carb days. This is a bad idea. It could result in your body breaking down more muscle. Avoid winging it. Deciding to try carb cycling is very different to the reality of doing it. You'll need to be dedicated and keep detailed records of your intake at each meal. You'll need to do this every day for weeks on end. There's no way to look at an ingredient and know its calorie and macronutrient contents. Therefore, you'll need to measure and record accordingly. Apps such as MyPlate and MyFitnessPal are good for this. Always choose foods that support your overall well-being, even on high-carb days. Huge amounts of pasta and white bread, gallons of sugary drinks, and tons of cake won't help your health. Opt for complex carbs that are rich in fiber instead. Quinoa, whole grain bread, and oatmeal are all filling and satisfying. They're also good for your health. Indulge occasionally. Just because you should be eating healthily most of the time doesn't mean you can never indulge. If you forbid yourself from eating desserts or bagels, you'll just end up craving them. As a result, you'll end up cheating more and ruining your diet. It could also lead to a damaging relationship with eating and food over time. If you choose complex carbs on most high-carb days, you can have the odd cookie or candy bar. Talk to an expert. Nutrition can be a complex subject, nuanced for everyone. Working closely with a professional could, therefore, be a good idea. A nutritionist will be able to draw up a personalized diet plan which is based on your needs. It will be tailored to suit your specifications, your goals, and your activity level. This will ensure you get all the right nutrients but still achieve your chosen outcomes.